And I mentioned last week that Andrew and I were watching it one evening, and I enjoy watching the ice skating because it's very pretty. It's like poetic on ice. But when we were watching it, and I said to Andrew at the time, I said, them ladies need to get more clothes on. And at that point in time, we decided that we were going to turn the channel, and we did. And you know, the Summer Olympics are not any better with what many of the runners wear. And I do not think that you have to be half naked to be fast. Some, I know, would call me a prude, and I've been called that before, or that I'm old-fashioned and that I'm out of step with time. And you know, I never had Facebook until we started the school. I'd never been on Facebook. And here today, I'm telling you to go and look up Leo Friel on Facebook so you can see some of the reels and the clips that we do. And the only reason I got Facebook when I did was because of our school, so I could keep up with the communication of what was going on with the school. So people can call me a prude. I do not care. Maybe I will change my mind when you show me that there is less rape, less molestation, fewer child traffickers, and fewer people going to prison for child crimes. When I see those things starting to go down, then maybe I'll change my mind. But before that, I'm never going to change my mind, because we see that in the world which we live in today, and you and I know, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, this world is not going to get better. It's going to continue to degenerate, if you will, worse and worse and worse until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. These things are not going to go away. They're going to continue to increase and increase. And to be honest with you today, brother and sister, I did not want to preach this sermon today. Me and the Lord had a discussion about it because I had another one that I would rather be sharing today. But He said, I told you what I want you to share. This is what I want you to share. I believe that your eyes are windows to your soul, which really isn't a biblical statement. It's more of a Shakespearean statement. I believe that your eyes are windows to your soul. So, but does the Bible speak about our eyes? And yes, it does, over and over and over again. And we start with Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. In Matthew 6, verse 22, it says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" If you read the preceding verses before this one, and you can when you go home, and also read the ones that are following this, this scripture is really speaking about our Christ focus, that our eyes need to be on the Lord Jesus Christ, that our goal is Christ, that our focus needs to be on Him, that we need to put Jesus Christ first in our lives, Him being the most important thing in our life. But let me say it this way. What you focus on, what captures your attention with your eyes, is what is flowing from your heart. If you've got an eye chart problem, you've got a heart problem. Because your eyes follow your heart. The eye problem you have is a heart problem. In Matthew chapter 5, we just go back a book in the Bible. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. And it says this, Matthew 5, verse 27, "If you have heard that it was said to this of old, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that whosoever looks at a woman in lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast in hell." Verse 28 again, "But I say to you that whosoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Our eyes reveal a heart problem that we need to deal with. In Proverbs 23:7 it says, "For as he thinks, so is he." What we choose to see with our eyes reveals our heart. Pornography is a multi-billion dollar industry, and I do not even have to say that to you. You already know it. Satan's plan to destroy the family unit is working at light speed. Child pornography is growing. Child molestation is growing. We have taken the child predator that is a pedophile, and we've even changed the name of it. We've changed it to wording like to a youth, a person that is youth attracted. To a person that is youth attracted. I could think of a lot of words that wouldn't be that nice. My God, save this nation from what it's doing to itself. Look at something with me today. Turn with me to Psalm 139. And Psalm 139 is one that you're very, very familiar with. We sure share it a lot. But in Psalm 139, and I'm going to go to verse 13 once you get there, because you might be ahead of me. But Psalm 139, verse 13 says this, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works." God is our Creator. And because He is our Creator, we are wonderfully and fearfully made. Satan wants to reduce us to nothing but a body to be used. No respect. No integrity. Rather than something that is to be honored and respected, but a body just to be looked at. You can't go to Facebook and be safe. I mean, we just need to be honest with ourselves. There's reels there that you shouldn't be looking at, guys. Though our eyes are a window to our soul. We need to make sure that we are choosing the right way and choosing the right direction in our life, because everyone in this room knows that on this stupid thing, you are only a click away from being in a horrible pornographic website. Every one of us know that. We have to choose of what we are going to look at and what we are not going to look at. I remember one time, and I've always been a little dense. I'll tell you, I'm a little dense and I'm a little prude. But years ago, we pastored a church, and it was during the time that the halter tops used to be in such fad. And this woman came in to church. She had a halter top on. And she was a very large woman, and I'm not talking about her feet size, okay? And when we got home, Carol said, "Did you see that? Did you see that?" And I said, "No, I didn't even see it." Well, she says, I'm glad you're that way and you didn't see it, but it was very inappropriate. We choose what we look at and where our eyes are. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18. And I'm going to read quite a bit of this, and it may bore you a little bit, but I think it's very, very important. This is what it says in verse 4. So in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4, it says, "Serve my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I, the Lord your God, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother shall not uncover. She is your mother, and you shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father," going on and on and on, "that you should not uncover, nor should you look upon. The God of the universe has created the home to be a safe place. But how many unsafe places are there today?" Yes, this passage of Scripture is focused on really sexual relationships, but we must expand it to all relationships. People are not to be viewed as sexual objects because they are fearfully and wonderfully created in the image of God. Amen. They're not just an object to ogle over, to view at, to look at, and to fantasize about. It's not to be enjoyed for our lust or perverse thinking. We live in a world that is visual. And it gets more visual every day. Your phone is only one search away from being in a destructive website. Pornography is addictive. Pornography is addictive. It can start out as a very simple thing that you mean it to be something that is very, very innocent. And why do you think people are in prison today? Because they have molested children. Because they became addicted to it. And the addiction grows because Satan wants to make sure that it grows. It is a thirst that cannot be quenched. That can begin as a simple view. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we read the scripture in CE this morning, verse 15 and 16. As he who's called you is holy, also be in your conduct holy. Verse 16, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. There's a righteousness that you and I cannot attain. And it's only a righteousness that we attain through the Lord Jesus Christ when we receive Him as our Lord and Savior. Then we are underneath the blood covering of His sacrifice. But there is a daily righteousness that we as a people are supposed to live by. And what did we say in Philippians? Other people will know you're a Christian because of your godly living. They will know that you're a Christian because you're living a life that is holy and pure before the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the church today, we don't have holiness and we don't have purity. Because when was the last time you sat in a service and heard about it? We talk about what Jesus wants to do for you. We talk about salvation. We talk about how He's always there for us for every need that we have in our life, but we never talk about our responsibility. This is a problem in the church. Because I believe, and I don't have any numbers, to tell you that pornography is as big as an addiction in the church as it is in the world. To walk in His way, to walk in His truths, to walk in His life, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. Saints, don't spit on your salvation. Everyone should be able to look at your phone and look at the websites that you have searched, the ones that you have saved, and how many of us would be willing to allow somebody to do that. To see, here, take my phone. Here, you take my phone. See where I've been. See where I have viewed. See where I have been. Are we willing to do that? It all begins with you. I want to share a scripture. I need to go back in my notes. I want to share back to Revelations. Go with me to Revelations 19. We go all the way back to the back of the book. Revelations 19. I told you I didn't want to preach this sermon. Revelations 19, verse 11. Verse 11 says, now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one except him himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And we know that this person is Jesus. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. That's you and me. When the Lord Jesus comes back in his return, we come back with him. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule him with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The second coming of the Lord Jesus, we will come back with him. But look what you look like when you come back in verse 14. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, without spot and without blemish. That is you and me. I don't want any spots. I don't want any blemishes. When you accepted Jesus Christ, He did not call you to yourself. You were called to the Lord Jesus Christ to walk in His way, His truths, His life, Don't spit on your life, saints. One last scripture, and it is the book before Psalms, and that is Job. And if you turn with me to Job. And I want you to go to Job 31. Job 31, it says this. Job 31, verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? I have made a covenant with my eyes. If you in this church are a lady and you have to turn around and you have to pick something up off the floor, I guarantee you, I will not be looking at your backside. Number one, I respect you. Number two, I respect what God did in His creation of you. And I also respect my wife. We need to have the integrity that we may need to make a covenant. And that covenant that we are making is a covenant that you're not making with me. It's a covenant that you are making with the Lord. Job is declaring his personal commitment to purity. Yes, I go to Facebook. No, I will not look at those reels. I may go to other places, TikTok, whatever. I may be looking at something specifically. I may be looking for a minister. I may be looking for somebody that's speaking, but I know that there are other things that will come up. Lord, I have made a covenant with you. I will not look at the things that I should not be looking at. You'd be very safe coming to my house and watching TV, because I don't watch a movie that's R unless it very well explains of what it is about. I do not watch pornography. I do not want pornography in my household, and I do not view it. A man and a woman, it's not just men, you must protect your eyes. Because Satan will use it to destroy you. A covenant is a solemn promise, a promise of self-discipline, a promise of purity of heart and mind, a promise to guard our thoughts, and a promise saying that I am accountable to God, my Creator. Will you make that covenant with me today? I make that covenant with God today. Maybe you have viewed things. Maybe you have saw things that you should not be looking at. But then you need to say in your heart today, Lord, I ask for forgiveness, and from this day forth, that is not going to be a part of my life. We have talked so many times, especially when I was in the old sanctuary, 4 years old, that we need to position ourselves in our lives to position ourselves to be blessed with God. You can't come to church on Sunday, you can't come to Sunday school, and you can't be at study on Wednesday night and the other nights at your home being on your phone looking at pornography and think that God is going to bless you, because He can't. He cannot. Let's pray. Father, I come before you today as a man of God. I come before you, Father, today as a man. And while every eye is closed, I'm telling you guys are attracted by sight. And you have to control your sight. Father, I make a covenant with you today. A promise of self-discipline with what I look at, what I view, with a purity of heart and mind, respecting the lady, respecting other people and the creation that God has made in their lives, to guard my thoughts. And Father, today I am accountable to you and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen.